trends and then how USDA is a part of this.
USDA has been engaged in the cooperative institutions in many ways for many decades. We've had a cooperative services program as part of my agency for decades that helped start many of the cooperatives across the country. At one time in the 1940s, there was a program that USDA provided that helped finance the purchase of a few dollars for stock in cooperatives. The National Rural Electric System was a closely involved project starting in the Franklin Roosevelt era in creating that series of cooperative institutions. The National Rural Water System was involved heavily at its beginnings in the 1970s by being involved with USDA and helping to establish cooperative institutions. And to this day, Cooperative Services works consistently with the creation of new cooperatives and supporting existing cooperatives.
Reporters, once again, if you'd like to ask questions, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. We're talking about the latest figures that have been released regarding America's farm co-ops. Let's go to the line. We've got Tom Ryder with radio station WNAX. Tom. Sorry. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Susan. Dallas, good morning. This has got to be a great pleasure for you to be able to make this announcement, I know, Dallas. I'm curious what the major factors were that led to the record sales for these cooperatives.
Well, I think, you know, the market prices have been very strong, which has led to a lot of production capacity. A lot of people have been working very hard to expand the agricultural economy. So, you know, I think it's kind of a natural pattern that's occurred over the last few years. With the growth of the biofuels industry, with the growth of the export markets, we're just seeing a virtuous cycle that's added to that. How are things back in Yankton today? You picking corn?
Well, they're sure out there. It's sure a beautiful day for it. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, good.
All righty, let's continue with our callers on the line. We go to AgriPulse's Sarah Wyant. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dallas. Sure. Hope you're doing well. I just wondered if you'd share any surprises, if any, in the list compared to last year. Were there any movers that are remarkable in some way from your perspective?
One note I would give you is that the biggest gains were made by cotton cooperatives due to sharply higher cotton prices. So that's a bit of a breakout. I mean, you're very aware of the cooperative institutions and what goes on, but one of the notes they gave me is several of the cotton cooperatives did exceptionally well this year, and so that's probably about the only kind of change in the story, so to speak, of the cooperative world.
Answer this for me. Is there a connection at all as far as something being beneficial? We've been in a drought this past year to be a part of a co-op, because you may be in a part of the country where things are not as well versus participating with someone in another part of the country where things are better. How does that work in the producer's faring?
I think the thing to remember about cooperatives is they are institutions that are dedicated to the communities they're part of. And so when things are good, they tend to build their capital up and get themselves ready for the time when times are rough. And I think the thing that we should be glad about, we are having difficulties this year because of the drought and because of the challenges associated for many producers, is that the stability created in these cooperatives by the resources they've accumulated is going to help everybody get through this tough time. So, you know, there'll probably be some bumps in cooperative profits during the course of 2012, because it's going to be a little tougher for the folks that are out there. But these cooperatives are in a place, because of their capacity, they're going to help all rural Americans get through this difficult year because of that.
Let's continue with callers on the line. We've got Ken Morgan from Interstate Farm Network. Ken.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Undersecretary. Just a quick question. You talked about some ex-harvest states, Land O'Lakes, both relatively northern entities. Do we see large enterprises like that across the country, or is it concentrated mostly in the Midwest?
I think that there are cooperatives throughout the U.S., and I'm not quite as familiar as some of them outside of the Midwest, because that's where I'm from. So I'm going to ask Sarah. Oh, I've got the list. Excuse me. Okay, let me. I've got a list of the cooperatives from across the country. We've got Plains Cotton Cooperative in Lubbock, Texas. We've got, I'm just looking for more southern ones than other ones on the list. There's Sunkist Growers from Sherman Oaks, California, a product line that we're all familiar with. Riceland Foods from Arkansas. Snake River Sugar Company from Boise, Idaho. United Dairymen of Arizona, from Arizona, obviously. So Blue Diamond Growers, the almond company from Sacramento, California. So I think, I'm sorry not to have had them right in my mind right off the bat. Their names I'm familiar with. But, yeah, there's a substantial list. We've got the top 100 co-ops, and many of them are scattered out across the country broadly.
Once again, reporters, if you'd like to ask a question of Undersecretary for Rural Development Dallas Townsaga, please let us know by pressing *1 on your touchtone pad. Is there anything that we have not touched on about the record sales for farm co-ops?
I would just say it's a healthy sign for agriculture, the sale that occurs. Not that I want to discount the private companies that serve rural America as well. There's a great number of private companies that provide services in all kinds of matter that serve rural America. By tradition, co-ops in the many parts of the country where it's a little more economically challenging are the primary service providers in those areas. So I think they've done a great job. I think rural America in agricultural production has had several good years. We've been economically challenged by this year. So I just take these numbers as a very positive sign. This is money that it isn't the cooperative, it's the members of the cooperative that own these. So those individuals who live in rural America, who are part of those cooperatives, they share in the profit, they share in the capital that's provided for that. So these are people, when they work with their cooperatives, they're working with themselves.
Okay, we're going to let that be the last word. Thank you, Agriculture Undersecretary for Rural Development Dallas Townsaga, and those who got in on the conversation, as well as those who were on the line listening. That concludes now our press call.